My talk is going to be kind of continuation of our turbulent control work, and I'm going to focus on the a check and structure in a combination with PAM treatment. This shows the example of signal loss in the water bodies, and first picture shows the muddy water kind of spreading over in the coastal water, and another picture shows surface water filled with sediments. And as you know, signal loss by runoff is a top contributor to nature water pollution, and the sediment-laden pollutants and suspended solids in this turbid water can toxicate aquatic ecosystem. So even though erosion itself is natural process, any land disturbing activity such as construction site can expose bare soil and accelerate soil erosion. So during the rainfall or storm events, it can create such a chocolate colored water at the discharge. As Kim mentioned, turbidity is kind of key water quality index, which measures cloudiness of water that is caused by suspended solids. And what we can see here is that the substance failure in a construction site and there's turbid water, I'm sure this is going to be more than 1,000 MTU, is coming off and entering nearby stream. So to minimize such a loss, in North Carolina, any builder who's going to disturb more than 1 acre must submit erosion and sedimentation control plan. And typically, this plan includes ground cover on the slopes and buffer area to the stream. And, well, there is a effluent limit guideline, as Kim said, and there's some kind of turbidity limit is coming for controlling coastal site runoff water. So this is kind of repeating the common erosion control practices, and silt fence, check dam, and sediment basin can be used to pull turbid water and set it out, suspended solids, but these practices are not quite enough to remove fine suspended solids, such as fine silt or clay, that can contribute turbidity a lot. So to make further turbidity reductions, there are three options available here, and, you know, basically, you know, chemically assisted settling is going to be the way we got to focus on for the future. And the concept of chemically assisted settling is not something new. It has been widely used in wastewater treatment plants. And what we can see here is that the flocculation reaction using two flocculants. And this is control. DPS is one of biopolymer products. And PAM is polyacrylamide, which is an organic polymer form. And by adding small amount of flocculant into turbid water, and giving a little bit turbulence can make large aggregate or soil particle, which is called flocs, and they can set it out from the water column as a matter of seconds. So to test these flocculation reactions in real world situation, we collected runoff samples from a roadside construction site that has no sediment basin. So picture here shows rock check them, which is pretty much the DOT standard, and we didn't apply any PAM to collect baseline turbidity from this standard practice. And the other picture shows fiber check them, and the ditch was lined with excessive blankets, and we applied PAM onto each of wattles here. So this picture shows the runoff sample from a storm event, and what we can see here is that DOT standard without PAM treatments on discharge that is turbid water, which was more than 8,000 NTU, and BMP only, which is fiber check them, without PAM treatments, reduced turbidity below 400 NTU. But the BMP plus PAM treatments worked out really well, lowering the turbidity below 100 NTU. So to better understand check dam performance with PAM treatments, a control ditch test was done in our outdoor civil laboratory, basically regenerate turbid water by adding the soil through the pipes, and we then turbid water for 20 minutes. And we compare three types of check dams here, and first one was rock check dam, and second one was rock, but we wrapped it up with essential blankets, and last one was essential wattle as an alternative BMP. So this slide shows photosuspended solid concentration in the effluent, and the blue here is without PAM, and red is PAM. So what we can see here is that PAM treatment, which is red, reduced TSS concentration by 50%, no matter what treatment was. But overall, essential wattle, or rock with excelsior blankets, performed better in this case. And this shows turbidity. And what we can see here is that without PAM treatment, which is blue, discharge fairly turbid water, which is more than 600 NTU. But the BMP practice, such as excelsior wattle or rock with fabric, reduce turbidity, shows similar turbidity, but with PAM treatment, excelsior wattle performed better. We tested another erosion control material, which is called PIPAR Matrix 3-digit textile. And basically, this is heavy-duty material, and this is impermeable. It has been used for military purpose. And this product comes out with honeycomb-shaped confinement system, which can be easily filled with sand or mulch or rocks that is readily available in construction site. So company was seeking for another market for erosion control business, so we tested it in our field laboratory, and we basically installed two check dam structures here. And first pipe bar was filled with rock, and second pipe bar filled with mulch, and basically we ran turbid water for 20 minutes and collected run samples. So as for the PAM treatment, we applied PAM either onto the rocks, or we install additional wattle here and cover it with jute. We sprinkle the polyacrylamide onto it to give more surface area for PAM activation. This graph shows the TSS concentration data from the type of ditch test, and without PAM treatment, which is control, reduced TSS concentration by 83%. And any PAM treatment, either on the rocks and wattle, reduced TSS up to 94%. And this is turbidity data, and average influent turbidity was 550. And overall, we got pretty good turbidity reductions in all three treatments, including control, which was below 140 NTU. But with PAM treatment, either on the rock or the wattle, we can reduce turbidity down to 40 and 20, which is almost impossible we can achieve with other check dam structures. So the way the type of check dam works is very clear in our test. They were very good water cooling device behind it, so this graph shows water depth after each check dam. First one filled with rock, and second one filled with mulch. And what we can see here is static pooling behind the check dam. And first check dam had a slit in front and back, so water can penetrate and turbulence can be created. So this made a good mixing condition between PAM and turbid water. And this is second check dam. It had no slit in front and back, so it pretty much worked as solid check dams. So pulling behind this check dam provides another settling opportunity for fine suspended solids. So lastly, the wood chip filled in second pipe bar kind of worked as absorbent for fine particles in combination with polyacrylamide. So in conclusion, our test data showed fiber check dam was superior to rock check dam, and we know there is certain situation we cannot install fiber check them. So in that case, we suggest to cover rock check them with fabric to give to provide benefit of fiber check them. And lastly, our test data showed type-per matrix could be another BMP option with chemical treatment for turbidity control. Do that, I'll take the question.
We have time for questions. Any questions for? Go ahead.
Yes. Well, during 20-minute storm event, Pam made a kind of sticky surface on the rock, and it was still active. But in field situation, as you said, there's going to be degradation by sunlight. But basically, you know, once a week or, you know, every storm event, you know, those contractors need to go check and apply more Pam if needed. Yeah, I'm looking a month scale here. Mm-hmm. Yes. Excuse me, what kind of PEM?
Concentration.
Oh, concentration. Oh, yes. Well, the way we applied was passive treatment. Oh, we didn't apply any solution type. There was granular PEM, and well, that's a good question. Well, typically in that situation, initially there's going to be more concentrated PEM solutions going to be created, but later on it's going to be diluted, so it's going to be pretty low concentration as time goes on. We did sprinkle the PEM, granular PEM, onto the rocks or other check dam structures, so it's activated once it contacts with water. Yes?
Yeah, I understand that safety issues associated with PEM use.
Yes.
And you study it based on one more
Yes, that's a good question. Well, our lab tested some of for toxicity issue, but what we found is that there is limited toxicity in our concentration, PEM concentration, which typically is going to be less than 10 parts per million. So that's not going to be an issue for toxicity. Usually that concentration is going to be 1 to 2 parts per million.